Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome to Small Biz Talk Radio. I'm your host, Lori Leiker. I'm a business coach in Austin, Texas, and I handle business operations and employee retention. But I also have a passion for small business, freelancers and small businesses both. And today we've got a really great guest. Emily Leach is the founder of the Texas Freelance Association and is also the power behind the Austin Freelance Conference. Welcome to the show, Emily.
Hey, thank you so much for having me.
Tell me a little bit about what you did before the Freelance Conference or before the Freelance Association.
Well, I was a search engine optimizer, I guess. And I did a lot of website design work. And I've been a freelancer since about 1992, gone through a few different careers, started out in the engineering space and kind of migrated as my interests migrated or changed. So that was pretty awesome that freelancing let me do that, you know. And then when I got into the space of doing, SEO, which kind of migrated into doing website design work as well, it really captured my attention for a long time, like a good 15 years, which is a super long time for me. And then I just had a period of time where everything kind of wasn't fun, went through some huge life changes. And I took a couple of years off just to kind of figure it out. And then that's where I found myself in the midst of freelancers needed help. They needed guidance. They needed some education, I guess, more than anything else. And a community. So in a period of about 6 months, I created the Freelance Conference, and then right after that, created the Texas Freelance Association.
So what has driven your passion? I know you mentioned that freelancers need a lot of help, and yes, yes, we do. what kind of things were you finding was lacking in the education of freelancers? What kinds of things did you find that freelancers needed they weren't getting?
Well, you know what? It is, interestingly enough, it's nothing new. If you've read the book, The E-Myth, it is that in a nutshell. It is that freelancers in general have a craft. They know their craft. They are very, very good at their craft, but they didn't learn business. You know, some of the basics in most cases. Some other cases, it's more advanced skills of business, of learning how to bring on additional support and how to being really, really effective and efficient with your time, because time is all you got, and how to make your time more, let me back up. Instead of making your time more valuable, which is what I was going to say, make it where you're less of a exchange of time for money and more of a business. So to bring that all down to one nutshell, I would say it's teaching freelancers that they're a business, that they're not just a kind of a fly-by-night, I can do this whenever I want. There is some business structure that needs to be put in place. You can create those boundaries, but you still need to understand what your business strategy is.
And that's really difficult to get freelancers to understand that this is a business, because so many of them end up being freelancers by accident. They've lost a job, they quit a job, they're really good at doing something. And so, as you said, we'll just get something started. And without the idea that you've got to know bookkeeping and accounting and legal stuff and all the things that go around building your business.
Yeah, well, and you asked about what my passion was behind all this, is I totally ended up in freelancing as a, you know, just an accident. I quit my job in Houston, Texas, and I wanted to live in a town that I thought had a cool name, so I quit my job on a Tuesday, and I lived in Albuquerque, New Mexico on a Saturday, and I woke up and realized that I didn't have a job. It didn't dawn on me before I left that I was going to need to get a job. So through the process, I ended up with a freelancing gig. And I was just blown away with how much I loved the flexibility of that position. you know, being able to make my own hours and being able to come and go as I please to some extent. And then be able to take, being able, as I learned to take on other projects, I was like, wow, this is kind of fun. I can do more than one thing. And I was a single mom. So, you know, a few years later, you know, as my son started to grow up and kind of needed a little bit more maternal support at home, let's put it that way, I was able to work from home. You know, I quit working in people's locations. And so I just have this really strong urge to make sure, as much as I can, to make sure that freelancers have that same opportunity of making their freelance career what they want it to be. You know, some of them want it to be a solid lifestyle career, totally cool with that, and others want to make an agency out of it. And they're two different types of skills and mindsets, but it's out there for the taking. You just have to learn the skills.
And I think that's the challenge. The other thing is when I talk to people about the fact that you're a freelancer, which means you're a business owner, they kind of look at me with this blank stare like, well, wait a minute. I'm just doing this till I get a real job. And that is part of the mindset issue, is that a lot of freelancers don't look at it as a job or a career or a business. They just look at it as something temporary. And let's talk a little bit about what kind of problems that causes for everyone.
Well, yeah, but I'm going to back up just a little bit, because I think there's a value and there's a lesson in the mere fact that that's how they feel. Why would they think any different? So as I was listening to you talk, I was like, wait a minute, she's completely correct. And then I realized, why wouldn't they feel that way? They've had no structure. You know, freelancing as a segment of the workforce has had no structure, has had no support system. You know, we have support systems for small businesses, and small businesses are usually, what is it, 50 to 500 people? That's not a small business. It's a huge business. Anyway, and, you know, so there's all that still needs to be designed and developed, you know, the conference and the association and things like that. And then you get to dig into the question that you just asked. What are the problems? What is this really? I think this is what you're asking. Is what is this? Why should this be important? And for me, the reason I think it's important, not just because, you know, these are human beings with lives, and we have there's more happiness that we can put into the world if they're more successful, but to me, there's almost like this two- or three-prong approach to it, to answering that question. So economically, as a country, we have about 34 to 37% of our entire workforce, depending on what report you want to read, shows that we have, of our workforce, is freelancers. 30% of our entire economy, the money that flows in to our economy, is generated through freelancing. If we can
which
get those
huge
freelancers, which is huge, it's billions of dollars, not just a couple of million or whatever, it's billions of dollars into our economy every single year. And this number is only going to grow because we have estimates of 50% of our workforce being freelancers, like in the next 4 or 5 years.
Which is just amazing. And you would think that with those kind of numbers that the powers that be would start looking at freelancing as something that's a viable career path. And yet they talk about small business development, but isn't freelance development the same thing as small business development?
I don't believe it is. I don't, because the mindset is different. Some of the skill sets are different. The goals are usually different. Like you said, most freelancers just have a different view of what they want out of their business. Most of them want to make a nice salary that they can make sure that they are paying their bills, they can make sure they have money to play with and the time to go play, make sure they take care of a retirement account. Their biggest priority, typically, is freedom. is the ability to do what I want to do when I want to do it, for the most case. Whereas a small business owner, their primary goal is to build and run a business and build it as fast as they can and as big as they can, generally.
Mm-hmm. And so there needs to be a shift in the way that everyone looks at freelancing, because it does need these specialized training and specialized help that just is, until recently, has not been out there. When you look at the fact that 50% of the gross national product will come from freelancers, or 50% of the population will be freelancing in the next 10 to 15 years, that is a significant lack of focus for everyone.
Well, yeah.
So what is the Freelance Association doing to help with that?
Well, the first step in that is to build a cohesive community, because there is a lot of freelancers that have figured out maybe not all the skills, but a little of this and a little of that. And so to pull freelancers out of their vacuum is huge, so that they're at least talking about their issues or talking about the things that they don't know and getting solutions so that they're more effective. And when they're more effective, they begin to make more money. When they begin to make more money, they begin to pay more taxes, that's why we need to care, right? As a country, as a city, as a state, whatever level you want to put that at. So the Texas Friends Association, TFA for short, our goal is to eventually get to the point where we're really offering some super strong education opportunities. And we had some of those in place last year, and they will come back as the foundation gets built. But what we have found was that the number one resource that got used the most and had the most impact was, quite frankly, just a community, creating a safe space where freelancers can learn from their peers.
Hello?
Are you there? Hello? Sorry, it sounds like we're having some technical difficulties. Well, since I can't hear you guys, as we're kind of texting in the background, so thanks for working with whatever is going on. It sounds like Lori was asking about the freelance conference, if I understand correctly. So the freelance conference was put in place as the first thing that kind of came to